Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down, relax. I've got things to talk about. I've got great indie music to play. I'm sorry, I forgot to put on the coffee. Maybe I'll get a chance to do that during the show. But I hope that you're doing well. The sun is out, bright and shining here in Las Vegas. I hope the weather's great wherever you are. I'm going to kind of do something different. This is not something I normally do on my show, but I just feel compelled. And the beautiful thing about being Lady Flavor, I can do what I want, right? I can do what I want on my shows and how I choose to honor creative souls. So the first half of this show, I want to honor DMX. The reason why this is something I am compelled to do is, well, for those of you that don't know, a good part of my years of being Lady Flavor, supporting great independent artists, has been focused around hip hop in Seattle. And then going beyond Seattle, but, you know, worked really, really closely with some hip hop artists back home and, you know, involved in showcases and all of that. So I have a passion and a strong interest, you know, in hip hop. I love the authenticity of it, the originality of it. You don't generally go to a hip hop show and hear an artist do somebody else's pieces. They may know all the songs and all of that, right? The words, all of that. But you don't generally hear them do somebody else's. They stick pretty close to just doing them. And I have such a great respect for that. The other thing is that you don't always really, really know what people live with. They may just be out there in the spotlight, you know, fame and fortune and all of that, but you just don't know what may be going on inside of their homes, their worlds, and their minds, you know? So my prayers go up. My prayers go up. As soon as I had heard about, you know, what had happened and, you know, he was in the hospital, you know, my prayers are with him and his family, you know, to now with the passing of his spirit, you know, my prayers just go up. And amazing talents come through life, right? And sometimes the sadness of their world takes them away from us. So never think just because somebody has fame and fortune that they're happy. Never think that. You know, of course, money can bring you happiness and take you away from having the stressors of being able to pay for, you know, things and pay your bills on time and all that stuff, right? But, you know, money doesn't bring you happiness. You need to have other things to have peace in your life and in your soul. So I'm going to play a few songs and tracks by DMX and hope you understand why I'm choosing to do this. I'm going to start out with I Miss You featuring Faith Evans.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway, why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10, crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it, and boy did I get it. But after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me, and I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt me? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love, what I wouldn't get for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes, she used to tell me that.
Family
members cause it's gon' hate me. But I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed. Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buck eyes, bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. It's who my father, well, that's something else. But that's my dog, he owns his grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing, and if I could only hear you sing once more, oh Lord, the comfort it would bring. Mother, 11 kids, 11 grandkids. And since then, two of your grandkids done had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier means you a great-grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from the two beatings saved me. And when you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
It will be.
You love something, let it go. It's going back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. Hold me down, baby.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day.
Wanna know me now, didn't wanna play with me when to show me how, know me out, cause it's all about the bark, let the dog loose baby, it's about to spark, light up the night, like the 4th of July, niggas know, when I let go, niggas die, if it's why, and you don't know, you slow like Baltimore, if you ain't trying to go, you blow, I soak up all the pain and accept it in silence, when I let go, it's violence. It's the wildest, it's the dog walking up the tree for the cat. In the bar, what y'all niggas see is a bat. Flapping away, but I'm blind like Stevie. Niggas don't hear me, still trying to see me. Stop being greedy, you heard what I said. Let me go, let me flow.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on and I've been gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath.
I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. And your
love is cold on this level, cause it's twice as deep, but you don't hear me. Ignorance is bliss, and so on. Sometimes it's better to be thought dumb. Shall I go on? You're wanting the real, but the deal is a mystery. How is it I can live and make history? If you don't see it, then it wasn't meant for you to see. If you wasn't born with it, it wasn't meant for you to be. But you can't play deep and not want to be held. Locked down in a cell with a soul can't dwell. This is hell, call me the devil and give me the key. But can't be worse than the curse that was given to me. It's what I live for. You take away that and I'm gone. There's a difference between doing wrong and being wrong. And that ain't right, just keep it fair, baby. Put me in the air and I'll take it there, baby. Yes. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day. I'ma flow regardless, because I'm an artist until I'm trapped. I'ma continue to hit the hardest, whether I scrap or rap. Give me death, but you ain't my friend. I see it in your eyes, you contemplate my end. You waiting for that bend in the road, when you were told that you were gold, when you were old. If you died young, it was cold. So, not for nearly what it was worth. Think back, 26 years, be like, what if this birth was a miscarriage, and I never existed? Have I given something that is taken away, you dismissed it? Didn't know, yet I persisted, it was a call of the wild. I merely say what's in my heart, and you call it a style. Don't put it in a cage, don't mistreat it. You say you hunger for knowledge, here it is, eat it. Another song completed, it's another thought captured. Yes. Let me do my thing, I got it locked with this rap shit.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Take my breath. I'ma die anyway, but I'll be gone any day. Oh, give me death. Take my breath. I'ma die anyway, but I'll be gone any day.
For my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Your head ain't right, man. I see your eyes on fucking.
Judge not, lest you be judged first.
Bye, nigga.
Deserve to be. Got niggas I don't even know that wanna murder me. Just because they heard of me. And they know that the dark is for real. The bark is for real. When you see that spark, it'll kill. Peep how about park it and chill. Take it over there. Walk with it. From Yo to Cali, Baltimore, back to New York with it. Come through flying. Up 129. Up the school street, cause I come through mine. Bark at my dogs. Get at me, nigga. Get at me, nigga. With the deal is. Never forget what real is. The cats that used to say X is the best. No, we still is. Can't help. Put goosebumps on your arm. Take it there if you want, but I lose chunks with the bomb. The calm for the storm. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it's getting warm. Feel me, yo. Why the big dogs ever wanted to play fair with me? Cause I leave blood wherever I go, wherever I flow, niggas will know I can go. Feel me, yo. What is it about the dark that gets niggas when they're about to spark, about to bark? Take it to the heart, cause it's real like that. Give them chills. How do I make them feel like that? Shit is real. What you don't know is gonna get you with the steel. What you don't know is gonna split you like a blaze track. Make niggas play racks and raise facts. Payback's a bitch. Didn't you used to say that? Play around in dirt to get mud. Cause you know I can even spread love or shed blood. And bloodshed turns the mud red and real sticky. Or I can hit you from the roof. Make it a quickie. For real. I bear my soul, niggas wouldn't dare. My role gives a nigga heart of gold, but with a hole. Lord
lost all control. My shoulders hold a lot of weight. Just like first I'm sold to eight, then told it's not an eight. But then it's not a stake, and it's too late for changes to be made. That's what I get for fucking with strangers in this game. This is it, that niggas got to give me a plate. For the same reason that fate chose to give me the weight. Take away hate, now I'm supposed to love the one that cursed me. The one that wouldn't give me a cup of water when I was thirsty. It was always him versus me, but now I gotta teach him. Personal feelings put aside, just now I gotta reach him. What I'd like to do is turn my head like I don't know him. But it seems like I've been called on to show him, so I'ma show him. And if you've never met me, then you've no right to judge me. It's not a good heart, but this heart can get ugly. Feel the pain, feel the joy of a man who is never a boy. Okay.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's life shit.
Yeah.
It's life shit. It's life.
Bump the fuck out, son.
For real.
See, to live, is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't laugh, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first thing? Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half. Shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got gold, chip on my shoulder that I dared a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit with kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could've been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who suck with a nigga do? All the bullshit, you get yours, because you do.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Rest in peace, DMX. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This morning, I was compelled to just kind of honor DMX the first half of this show. Such a tragedy, you know, but it, as I was saying earlier, you just don't know what people are living with. You know, fame and fortune is not everything. If you have those things, but don't have peace in your world or in your heart and spirit, you know, it doesn't really, really matter, you know, and his music will live on, you know, his life will live on, you know, because in his own way, he created a legacy and he will always be remembered. He created what Finger Rachos would call classics, you know, but even listening to the music that I played today, there's such a sadness in it. And I could honestly tell you, maybe I didn't identify it at that time, you know, over the years of listening to his music. But as I listened to it just even just now, it's like, you just don't know. You just don't know. So today I want to kind of talk about the fact of, you know, how do you find your peace? How do you live in your purpose? How do you plot and plan? You know, this past week, one of my nurses passed away. I'm a staffing coordinator at a rehab hospital. And just that, you know, unexpectedly, one of my nurses passed away. And, you know, it was one of those things like when I was told, it was unbelievable. I'm like, there's no way. You're like, there's like no way. You know, she was getting ready to graduate in about a month with her degree as a nurse practitioner. She already had a job lined up, you know, working for a great doctor. And it's kind of hard for me to think I'm never going to see her smiling face again, because she was one of those nurses that smiled all the time. She kind of just lit up the space when you are around her, and just kind and helpful. And yeah, she's going to be missed. And then about maybe about 2 weeks ago, one of my cousins back home in Seattle unexpectedly died. So more and more it is telling me, you know, that we need to be, first of all, mindful of our health. If there is something that's wrong, hopefully you have health insurance and a doctor that you can go to, you know, and just stay up on your health. I want to, again, encourage, you will hear me talk about this all the time, but I want to encourage you to be very mindful of your health and well-being when it comes to your mind, body, and spirit. You could, you know, maybe physically be the most healthiest person, but if your, you know, mind and body isn't healthy, you know, it just doesn't all come together. And generally, honestly, if your mind and spirit isn't healthy, generally your physical being is not so healthy either. So find those things that you can do to bring peace into your world. Music is one of those ways that so many people have you know, use as an avenue to release, to mellow out, to get motivated. You know, music is a very, very powerful tool. You know, if you're one that creates it, if you're one that just appreciates it, you know what I'm talking about, right? So get into your zone. You know, use music as a way of, you know, motivating yourself, getting healthy, dance around the house, you know, exercise, get moving to some music. You know, if you need to calm your spirit, you know, put some music on that calms your spirit. But, you know, let's really, really take some steps. This is something that I think about all the time, especially since I've been here in Vegas. And prior to moving to Vegas, I had a double knee replacement surgery. So I have two brand new knees. And I've been, you know, really, really working on this the whole time and get frustrated because I'm not there yet with, you know, trying to get the weight off, trying to just keep myself moving. I don't want these knee surgeries to go bad. I'm 60 years old, and I want to keep my health, you know, intact as much as possible so that I can just keep on being Lady Flavor, you know. And so I do prayer meditation. I do a 30-minute exercise video in the morning. I do 50 squats. I do 50 leg raises in the morning. I now do about a 10 to 15-minute cardio video in the evening. I do 50 more squats and 50 more leg raises. I'm trying. And it came down to me having to just say, you know what, you got to do this. You got to do this for you because you got too much, you know, more of life to live and too much more to accomplish as Lady Flavor. And so I'm really, really pushing myself. I make a green juice, fresh green juice every day. I eat lots of fruits and vegetables. I'm very, very mindful of that. I don't eat as much as I should. And I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. It's like, you know, when people think about somebody being heavy, they think it's because they eat a lot. I don't eat a lot of junk. I don't eat hardly. And so I have to almost sometimes force myself to eat because I'm not hungry. I don't know if it's because, I don't know. I don't know why I'm this way, but, you know, it's been said, okay, maybe your metabolism is kind of shut down. So your body is feeding off of what you do put in there. And so it's just holding on to the fat. Maybe it's a thyroid issue, which I do need to get checked out. But I just think about health and wellness all the time, and especially since we've been going through this pandemic called COVID-19, you know, and the amount of people that have passed away in this past year, some from COVID, some not from COVID. But it just seems like you scroll through social media and so many people have passed away or, you know, need prayer, or in the hospital, dealing with health issues, deal with a whole bunch of issues. But I look at what happened to my cousin. I look what happened to my nurse. I look what happened now to DMX. And, you know, tomorrow is not promised. And we have to stop putting off, you know, things that we need, want, believe in, you know, dream of, plot and plan for. It's time to just start implementing whatever that might look like. I listen to motivational videos a lot, and one of them said, just jump out there and start. It may not be perfect, whatever, you can perfect it along the way. And I think that when I heard his message, even though I've heard this message before, that's what kind of pushed me to get back on the radio, you know, and just get more comfortable with being on here, get into my pattern, be committed to doing it, and just start there to get back to where, you know, I was when it just felt good being Lady Flavor. And then to, you know, go beyond that and create who I really, really want to be at this point in my life as Lady Flavor. So thank you for indulging me. Thank you for, you know, following me and sending me great music to play. I look forward to playing more artists. Let me just put this in here right now. If you're interested in being heard on Flavors Lounge Radio, any of my radio shows, by sending me an email to flavorslounge@gmail.com, put in the subject line airplay. You know, what I want to know is your artist name, where you live, what your genre is. I want high quality MP3 tracks. If it's a different version, I can convert it. And also, I want to know about you. I want an artist bio. I want a one sheet. I want an EPK. I want to know about you because as I get more comfortable, I want to be able to talk about who you are. If somebody reaches out to me and said, who was that you played, track whatever, I want to be able to tell them about you. If somebody's interested in your music, you know, I want to be able to say, this is where you can find it at. If you know, you have new music that you want me to break on the show, I do that too. And you want people to know where to buy it, send me the link where it can go. That's what D-Dweller did, you know, the other day when he sent me his brand new track. He's like, Lady Flavor, can you please direct them where they can buy it? Of course I can. I'm here to support great, great indie music. And that's what excites me about indie music. It's just fresh. It's new to people. It's not something that's being oversaturated out in the mainstream media. It's something that's new. And I tell people all the time, it does not matter when the music was made. It's new to someone. They deserve to experience what you've created. And that's why I do, you know, Flavor's Lounge Radio. That's why I'm Lady Flavor, to support some great, great talents from here in Las Vegas, where I live, back home in Seattle, Washington, where I'm from, nationally across the United States, and of course around the globe. I'm blessed to have music from all walks of life and from all corners of the world. So I'm going to jump in to play some more music. Thank you for just allowing me to honor DMX, because he deserves that. He definitely, definitely deserves that. What do I want to play? You know, I think I'm going to play Sinead with Last Love.
I tell you how I feel about it. I don't want to feel no way. Cause if I'm really being honest, I haven't even missed you today. Marathon that we go through just to keep them out of you. I think too much, I remember falling. All the things I do to stop the story of from coming. Cause nothing gets in the way like you.
Tell me, what are we gonna do? and justice and greed. Every woman, every man has got their wants and their needs. We've got to come together, put the hatred aside. Remember that we're all brothers and in love abide.
I am redeemed. need you. I need you.
I'm not afraid
to show you, Lord.
I need you. Oh.
I'm
through.
Ain't nobody gonna hold me in the box no more. I never knew that I could feel this strong. Long road with the rough for real. Never really been a friend to spit it how I feel. But untold underneath the scale.
Time
the danger was a block for real deal. Seen life in my own control. Me and my son in the hospital. Face broke going under the knife. Whole time just praying Lord save his life. Take mine in exchange if you got it. But if you let us both go, going hotter. Promise, the loneliest to guard of me. Ain't a force that exists that's stopping me. Crazy, maybe, but you can't see what I can't see. Just understand possibly. Can't do none if not do me. Can't let things just slip by. Blessed to be let to have a second try. And I know there won't be no third. Make it the most of what I got in that hurt.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got the low I needed help. Getting back was hard without seeing myself. All I have to do is do me. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm for you when you're loving everyone but you. Oh, ain't it something when you turn it all around? Yeah, ain't it funny when there's nothing more that you can do? Oh, ain't it something when you start to come around?
No turning back, nah. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta make that change when you make your mind with your alpha suit. Yeah, this for the true living. Never let them take away your vision. Keep pushing till you got that pull. Stay real and unstoppable.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got the low I needed help. All I have to do is be me.
Ain't no stopping me now.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable.
Yeah.
Got the low I needed help. Getting back was hard without seeing myself. All I have to do is be me.
Ooh, I'm happy to be here today. I am happy to be here. I'm just digging on the music that I'm playing, and I sure hope that you're digging on the music that I'm playing for you. This is Lady Flava, and you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. The beginning of the show, I honored DMX, and I just felt compelled to do that, and I'm glad. In this last set, though, I played Sinead Harnett with Last Love, going into Leon Bell with We Need Love, and then Adrienne Archie with her piece Redeem featuring Monique Brooks, and then going into Steph Payne right here in Las Vegas with her piece Second Wind, and then my baby girl, I have so much love and respect for BK and her piece Unstoppable. You know, I was talking earlier in the show, and this is the kind of the topic that I want to be on for this particular show is finding your peace, taking care of yourself, and working towards just feeling good and happy. You know, I've kind of been doing this process for a while, because if you've been following me, you know that Vegas has not been so good to me. Some of it may have to do with just me, and it's just a totally different type of environment than where I came from in Seattle, Washington. Different mindsets of people, and very much kind of a hustler mentality, and different. And it took a toll on my soul. But the thing is I'm here in Las Vegas. I can afford to be here. I've got a good job. And although it felt like, you know, I couldn't build on my dream, I never really stopped and gave up on it. In what my mind is visioning, what I could do with this thing that I've called Flava's Lounge. But I also have a project that I'm formulating in my mind, and will be launching here very, very soon. Just kind of working through everything, and learning how to use the tools that I got for this particular project. But I had to come to the point where I felt peaceful within myself, and it had been a while since I felt just at peace and at ease. I had to just calm my spirit, calm my mind, so that I think this is why God is bringing this project to me. This is why I'm back on the radio. This is why so many things feel so much better and healthier for me in my own world. I had to work on me. I had to stop and just be quiet. I had to eliminate noise, you know, and if you know what I'm talking about, noise is not necessarily a physical sound. It's just eliminating things that are not healthy that were a part of my world. And so now I my meditation and prayer time is better. I'm back to exercising, and you know, in the morning, and now I do it at night. I'm very mindful of how I eat and how much water I drink. That's important to me, you know, as far as my physical well-being. I feel more lighthearted. I rest really well. And so I knew that I had to work on me to get to this point. My next step is just feeling joy, you know. I'm grateful. I'm at peace, but I want to feel joy. And it may sound funny that if those great things are happening in your life, Leva, you know, why don't you feel joy? And I think it's all a process. I think it is all a process, you know, when you start working on yourself, what life looks like and what life feels like. But I want to really encourage you, as this pandemic is beginning to lift around the world, continue to be safe. I hope you are stepping out there a better you. We've had a whole year, you know, of having time. You know, so I hope you took that time to work on you, whatever that might look like, exercising, you know, eating better, hopefully, moving, plotting and planning what you want to do once this lifts. Or, you know, maybe you wrote a book, maybe you wrote some poetry, maybe you wrote and created some music or painted, you know, some paintings or created some form of art, or, you know, got into your spiritual realm. You know, I hope during the pandemic that you worked on something that's positive, you know, instead of just sitting and doing nothing or becoming more unhealthy or depressed, you know. We can control so much in our lives that we don't give our own selves credit for. You know, I will never say this is who I am and take me as I am. There's part of it that I agree with that statement, but I have definitely learned and embraced the fact that if something doesn't feel right in how I handle things, it's up to me to change that. You know, maybe it's just seeing something from a different perspective. Maybe it's just simply letting go and not making a big deal out of something. You know, I have had to learn that I can change so much. And sometimes other people don't deserve that power over us, you know. I think that we put a lot of energy into when we're hurt, and who hurt us, you know, versus just saying, okay, that happened. At this point, honestly, nothing can be done about it, and let it go. And so, you know, you know, people are dying, you know. Tomorrow is not promised. And I think that we deserve to live the best life that we can. And it can start right now, this minute, today, this evening. We can make those decisions on what life should be like and feel like for ourselves. So let me jump back into playing some more music. And Oh, I think I want to play a song by my cousin. Let me see where is his music at. Here it is. I love this song. It just makes me happy. That's why I thought of it. I want to play Nissan Black with Motherland Bounce.
This place is a dope. We are royalty. We must go back to our place in Kiswana. No. We are staying right here. This is the motherland.
Yeah. Here we go. For the motherland. Yeah. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until it's chillin', yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba, yeah. Black and here to shopping with a Sammy Davis cousin. Tried to dodge the industry, but now my name is buzzing. They all saying that I'm conscious, I say that it's nonsense. So I say I've been on since on. Had an on switch from Seattle, the rainy city where my mom lived. In Jerusalem, the golden city that was conquered. But still we moving onward, motherland conquest. Smell me like an armpit. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until it's chillin', yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba, my mama told me that I read good. Been on my straight and narrow, but my history is Z-hood. Thank God today that we could buy a box of Cheerios or Kix. I can even buy tricks, I'm no longer on wick. EBT card ripped in my passport lit. Sent like a notary from every country that I went. Ain't a country like this from the others you've been sent. Black is beautiful, this gon' be the motherland hit, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until it's chillin', yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bounce, yeah, yeah. But I'm God's man, yeah. I used to run with BGD, yeah. I dropped the B and put a O after the G, yeah. 6 points still big up King D. In the synagogue, camouflage, but I can't wipe the skin off. I'm proud of it, it's loud a bit, but I'm not trying to crisscross. I done made it this far, hold it all in my heart. I hold my breath and brace myself when they take they socks off. Ain't no monkey business, cause ain't no monkeys in here. I know what you've been thinking, the Black Abe Lincoln. Just wanted you to be aware. Signing off, it's Mr. Black, Hitler's worst nightmare, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until it's chillin', yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until it's chillin', yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba.
You gotta take your hat off, man. Another one? You gotta take your hat off, brother. I can't cut your hair. Tell me.
Louboutin, Christians with bottom shoes, wearing
scientist, a singer, basketball player. I want to be an artist, a doctor, or a chef. Anything with horses.
Go into space and ride a donkey.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Yes, I can do what I love.
I am one of a kind.
I said,
is short. Enjoy the music. In that last set, I played My Cousin Back Home, Nissan Black with Motherland Bounce, going into Mother's Favorite Child with Purple Funk featuring Saeed Wright and Chubb Rock, then Tess Hanley with Positively Me, Everett B. Walters, Goodfoot, and a dear, dear friend, colleague, and client of mine, Reggie Parks, who passed away a few years ago with his piece, Give It to Me. Let me just talk about Reggie for a minute, and hopefully I won't cry. I was really, really blessed to meet this man for so many reasons. Kind spirit, very, very committed and dedicated to his craft. Rehearsed, practiced, paid. He paid for everything. He paid the musicians. He paid, you know, the recording studio. He paid to have rehearsal space. It was never about, you know, trying to get the hookup or whatever. He paid me. He paid me to represent him. He paid me to do behind the scenes work. He paid me to make flyers for him. He was a truck driver, you know, most of the time it was like local delivery. Sometimes he would go out of state, and it'd be so funny because I'll call him or he'll call me while he's working, driving the truck, and he'll say, Lady Flava, you know, can I sing you something? You know, he'd want me to always check out, you know, what he wanted to add into his music list when he was, like, performing. He performed a lot in, like, South Carolina. And so he would just sing to me. And this particular piece, I had a conversation with him about this piece. But this particular piece that I just played, Give It to Me, does not even showcase this man's voice and range. Does not even begin. And so, you know, he would just sing to me, and all I could do was smile. You know, all I could do was smile. I loved that type of just spirit about a creative soul. You know, it was infectious. And when you have that opportunity to be around somebody who just really is passionate about who they are and what they do and are comfortable in themselves, there's nothing better. And I guess that's what I would say the gift that Reggie gave me was just goes beyond him being my client. He was my friend, and he was somebody that I highly respected for his talents. And, yeah, I miss him. I miss him. You know, cancer just took him over, you know. So, again, take care of your health. Find your peace. Enjoy the music. Dance. Sing. You know, let's get to a point where we just can feel at peace, but we can feel real sense of joy, real sense of joy. I think we can always be grateful. I'm learning for myself. We can always be grateful and thankful for things, but I think feeling joy is something that is very different than that. But that's just my opinion. And what you hear me talk about on Flavis Lounge Radio, really it comes down to my opinion and perspective on things. So play some more music for you. I'm sitting here smiling, looking out my door, seeing the bright sunshine, and I actually have a fan blowing on me. It's getting into that season here in Vegas. Let's see. Let me just check and see what the temperature is. Because it's getting up there, you know, close to the 90s in the afternoon. So I don't know. This can't be right, is it? It's 75 right now, and it says it should get to be about 88 today. Not too bad. The thing here, though, when the wind blows, it's a hot wind. So anyway, let me scroll down my list. I want to play a piece by an artist who came into my life maybe about 2009. He was one of the first artists I played on my radio shows when I, you know, got started. And I'm forever, ever grateful to him. He's got an amazing spirit. He's got a beautiful voice. And this is Robert G. with All I Ever Wanted.
I saw you. up in the morning, way before the sun. Hustling, grinding, making moves for this paper. Feeling pressured for time, so I can sleep later. Red in my eyes, Lord, I know I'm tired. Working three jobs, but I've got more inside. Do you understand how hard that I try? Yeah. Waking up at 5, when you went to bed at 3. Then your phone rings, and now it's 6:30, but your bus left at 6:15. Oh, and don't the rain feel good at the bus stop? You're standing at the bus stop, but it don't stop. Then you start running, and you don't slow down, cause you've got big dreams and can't stop now, now.
another, another minute. Girl, I'm so excited, I'm about to explode in my mind. I've already undressed you, and you're such a lovely sight to behold.
We can explore without any limits,
our wildest fantasies.
Make sweet love without interference,
all night.
Taking each other
to the height of ecstasy.
Just right.
Treachery. said he's trying to cage me. You want to euthanize me, but my mind is free. Religious conversation, so many zombie congregations. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Fear is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Awaken from your slumber. Completeness is the number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can somebody release me? Love will set us free.
This is where I come every Saturday to hang out with you here on Morning Coffee with Flava, where I can talk about a few things. I can play some great independent music, and I hate to say it, but I didn't make any coffee today. I've just been sipping on some water, but you know what? I think I'm going to make some as soon as the show is over. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played, because I say it all the time. I've enjoyed playing it for you. In this last set, I played Robert G with All I Ever Wanted, Sheldon Butler with Fast Life, the Chestnut Brothers with Come to Me, Tamika Love Jones with Sunshine, and closing out this last set with Twin Spirits and her piece, Rules and Regulations. I've got some amazing talents that have come my way, and I feel extremely honored and blessed to play their music here on Flava's Lounge Radio. You know, that's one of the things that I got away from, and I'm so glad to be back too, because I have to remember how blessed God has been to me, how he has blessed me over the years as being Lady Flava and having so many amazing talents come my way. Music to play on the radio shows, projects to be a part of, features to have where I can showcase one talent. I've been very, very blessed. Moving down here to Vegas, I have big dreams and hopes of what I could do to take it to another level. And it doesn't mean that that's going to stop. I mean, the possibilities could still be there. But right now, I'm here on the radio supporting great independent talents. I hope to take it, you know, in different directions. I've got a project that I plan on working on very, very soon, and I'm going to start it right here in Las Vegas. And, you know, just keep doing what God put in me to do, you know. It's who I am. I'm passionate about creative souls, and I want to open up my spirit, have peace in my heart so that God just guides my feet, you know, on the direction that I need to take right now. And I feel him moving in me and moving in me more and more as my spirit comes into a place where it can receive all that God wants me to do. I'm going to say goodbye at this point, but I want to close out today's show with a piece that came into my life in 2009 from a group, a hip-hop duo, hip-hop soul duo that became my family. I'm so grateful for Black Stax and everything they brought to me. This is I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Oh, ooh, I love my life. Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, I love my life. I've been selfish, caused pain and misery. I live my life as a lie and sang some truth in between. Now every day we look around, we could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends, but for today, this is the place. Hey, wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Happy birthday, Felicia Loud of Black Stax. God bless. Take care. See you next time.